You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Marisa Waddell. A North San Luis Obispo County government office may close or reduce services. The county's clerk recorder says time constraints and budget tightening are making the department reconsider operations at its small Atascadero office, to the frustration of North County residents who frequent it. KCBX's Tyler Pratt has more.
Cordelia Perry runs the San Luis Obispo County Builders Exchange, a trade association for local contractors. She says she makes sure her network of about 500 members know about projects that are out for bids and keeps tabs on required documents for the construction industry, as well as projects that haven't been paid for.
Every Tuesday I go into the North County office and I get this information and we publish it. It's a matter of public record.
Perry says because certain documents have to be filed in person, half her members use the office above the Atascadero Library. She says the location used to have a planning department office too, but the county moved it. So when staff told her the county clerk's office was going to close and move to San Luis Obispo, she said it was going to
inconvenience the North County residents that much more. Anyone that lives in North County knows it takes you an hour to get anywhere.
Tommy Gong is San Luis Obispo County's clerk recorder. He says he's working to transfer many of the clerk duties to the county's administrative department because
the election work for the office has increased quite a bit.
In addition to keeping track of official and vital records, Gong's office also conducts elections. He says changes to state voting and voter registration systems are now keeping his office working year-round on elections.
With some of the changing laws regarding vote-by-mails, we're having to really revamp our processes, so we're having to look at those during the off-season.
Gong says this, combined with budget constraints across the county, has prompted him to take a hard look at departmental operations, which Perry says she gets.
We all understand budgets. We are business owners.
Both Gong and Perry say they've been working on a compromise that would turn the North County office into a part-time office.
It's not what we really want, nor is what we should get as taxpayers in the North County. But 2 or 3 days a week is better than 0 days a week.
Gong says he's currently floating other options, like giving North County residents access to filing computers at the location, and also plans to keep the office fully open during election season. But nothing is finalized yet. He says he expects the issue to go before the Board of Supervisors at the end of May. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.